is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston.
Hello, that's you.
Combing through the wreckage in Northwest India, rescue teams on the scene of an Air India plane crash in a residential area in the city of Ahmedabad. We have just learned the nationalities of those on board the flight, which was headed to London's Gatwick Airport. At the Foreign Desk, ABC's James Longman.
Of those on board, Air India says 169 are Indian nationals, 53 British, 7 Portuguese and 1 Canadian. Now, the plane is 11 years old and the Indian Civil Aviation Authority has been quick to point out the pilot had 8,200 hours of flying experience. But it is, of course, much too early to know the cause of this crash.
The plane is 787 Dreamliner, the first crash ever of this type of Boeing plane. That city has a population of about 5 million people. The plane would have been loaded with fuel when it went down less than a minute after takeoff. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is keeping an eye on ice enforcement in Wisconsin as anti-ice protests continue in Los Angeles. In Green Bay this week, Evers says he supports sending back immigrants who commit serious crimes, but not those who are appropriately documented or are awaiting documentation. A woman who caused a fatal wrong-way crash in the Fox Valley last year faces negligent homicide charges. 78-year-old Rosalie Paulson had an initial court appearance Tuesday for the November 5th crash, which killed 27-year-old Austin LaVica Luring. The incident happened in Appleton. And you can play a part in protecting Wisconsin seniors from scams. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection wants families to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults. You can keep seniors safe by being informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others about possible scams, and report them.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms are low, dropping into the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with more scattered thunderstorms and a high in the upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. Enters our Scotty Summer Statewide Text Wing Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text family in before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and a chance to enter into our grand prize drawing for a staycation right here in Baraboo with the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County Getaway. Again, this hour's keywords for Brewers Club Level tickets is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text that in before 8 o'clock for your chance to win in our statewide Text to Win contest. Again, this hour's keyword, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. We're heading into the danger zone with Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Thank you.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley, Kenny Loggins, Danger Zone. Yeah, we're having a little bit of fun with that. No, that's not my theme song. Someone texted that in this morning. So having a little fun with that. We're also having fun with our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Text in family before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. You need to text in family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, for your chance to win this hour. Here's Billy Joel, Only the Good Die Young on Max FM.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You Catholic girls start much too late. All the sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress and a party on your confirmation. Better, but I said, hey, I'd rather laugh with the sinners and cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Be the one, you know that only the good die young. Tell you, baby, you know that only the good die young. Only the good die young. Only the good, only the good die young.
It's him. It's Superman.
What's he doing here?
What's he doing here?
What is he doing here?
It's National Superman Day.
Well, that's just super.
Man.
Is this a show?
It's a good show.
In fact, it's a super show.
All right, ladies, buckle up. It's showtime.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text in family, F-A-M-I-L-Y, before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win in our statewide contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belcher. This hour's prize is a pair of Brewers Club level tickets. So you need to text in family before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation right here in Bearwood Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County Getaway. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Dave. Good morning. How are you doing, more importantly?
I am hanging in there. That is probably the best way to put it this morning. We will give an update, as promised a little bit earlier this morning, as to kind of what happened with me yesterday and kind of what's going to happen going forward, because it was a little bit of an interesting ride in the past, shall we say, 24 hours. My voice isn't what it normally would be today. I'll warn everyone of that. If you've been listening, you can tell my voice is maybe a little bit off this morning. I do have plenty of water in studio with me this morning, thankfully, but it's been an interesting ride for our listeners that may have been keeping tabs on this, and thank you to everyone that's been texting in or sending messages. I appreciate those. It means a lot. A week ago Monday, I was involved in an incident and sustained a shoulder injury as part of that. That was the main part of what happened. So we had went in, I was looked at and then released, and still wasn't quite a bit of pain. They did some additional scans with me prompting last week, Thursday. Finally got those results back and then found out that, yes, I did have some shoulder issues that had to be addressed immediately. So I got a call very late in the day Tuesday. It was almost 5 o'clock Tuesday when I got that call saying that I was going to be admitted to the hospital for an immediate surgical procedure on Wednesday morning. So came in here for a few minutes, did the morning show thing, and then I got up there and started with all the appointments that go in with that. And they did find that there was an issue that was missed in the initial part of this, and so that had to be addressed. So yesterday I did have a surgical procedure completed and was in the hospital for that, and so that was not the most fun day ever. And as part of that, I was knocked completely out, which I'm glad I was, with everything that was being done. Had a breathing tube inserted down my throat, and that's why I'm a little bit raspy this morning, because they had to breathe for me in order for the procedure to be completed. So I do want to take a moment. I got to say a few thanks. First off, thanks to you, Emily, because I know it has disrupted your schedule a little bit. So thank you, obviously, to you so much. Appreciate having you here. I want to say thank you to Drew Smith, one of our engineering people. He's a very awesome individual. He came in and did some work on the parade stuff that's happening this weekend. I was going to be here last night with him, but obviously could not be. So thank you to Drew for everything. Thank you to all of our Civic Media and Max FM co-workers. They're all awesome. That's all I can say. My phone was literally blowing up yesterday morning with people that were texting me, checking in on me before and after, checking with Wendy. So thank you to all of them. And we have a great group of people here that work at Civic Media. I can't say that enough. I'm so thankful for everyone that you and I get the opportunity to work with. Also, obviously, thank you to Miss Wendy Grant, because she's had to put up with a lot of stuff. And then in addition to all this, she's been filling in on weeknights for last night and tonight. So she has been a rock star. So thank you to her. Thank you to my family, my mom, my mother and father-in-law. They've been helping through this process. And I need to give a special shout out to a couple of people as part of this. First off, I want to give a shout out to Slumberland Furniture, because we knew we needed a recliner with everything that was going on, and we were not sure how we were going to get that recliner, how we would get it home. And we did have some individuals who had reached out to us and said if we could not find a way to get it home, they would get it to us. And Slumberland expedited that. They were fantastic. They found out, obviously, why I was in there on Tuesday, and they actually, our salesperson, Mike, personally delivered that chair to our house with one of his coworkers Tuesday night. So I had a place to sleep and sleep comfortably. It was the first night of sleep that I had got in quite a while, or a decent night of sleep, or a better night of sleep. So I want to take a moment and say thank you to Mike and Slumberland Furniture, because they rocked it. And that was just, it was so helpful. And also I need to say thank you to the treatment team up at SSM Health St. Clair. They've been fantastic to work with. My new orthopedic doctor, he's been fantastic. He's been great to work with. His PA, Sarah, has been great. They explained everything that was happening, everything that would be happening. And then My nurse, Julie, yesterday, as she was prepping me for surgery, oh, my goodness. Julie, if you're listening, which you might be now because we're talking about what I do for a living, you're awesome. I can't say thank you enough. I am just so happy that you were there for me yesterday and all of the staff that was up there, the people doing the anesthesia. They have brought in multiple doctors to perform this procedure because it was quite a thing, to say the least. It's one of those, it just was amazing. So thank you to Jenny again for taking good care of me yesterday while I was there. She was a rock star, and she did such great work with me and just everybody that was involved in it was so great. Special thank you to, they have a greeter there, and I've known her for a long time, Sue. She walked me upstairs to the procedure area, and she knew I was a little not excited to be there, obviously. So, Sue, thank you for that. That meant a lot to us as well. So, and just a Maria that was there, everybody, just thank you, thank you, thank you. So everyone's asking, what does this mean for me? Well, I am very much on very, very limited activity. I received permission to do the morning show today, which was cool. I'm not taking any of my meds, so I could be here with all of you this morning. Probably going to feel a little bit of pain from that later, but it was well worth it because I wanted to be here this morning. I'm actually broadcasting live from the Weicker Great Day Building, corner of 3rd and Oak in the Max FM studios. My driver got me here this morning, so thank you again, Wendy. Basically, I can do radio, and that's about it. I will not be doing any lifting of any sorts. I want to say thank you to Corey Hartman last night because he actually came up and saw us and sat with us for a while last night at home and made sure I was clear on what I could do and couldn't do. So thank you, Corey, bud. Appreciate that. Corey's like family to us. He is like a brother from another mother, and so... Thank you, Corey. I'm almost getting teared up. I was brought to tears yesterday more than once by this Civic Media family. I was shocked at the number of people that were checking in with us yesterday. I was amazed. We have some new radio stations in the Wautoma Ripon area, and met one of those folks via some stuff we're working on, and he was checking in with me. So somebody I just literally met that's new to our organization was checking in with Wendy and I. That was pretty cool. So I'm doing okay. I'm sore. My voice is a little raspy, a little bit goofed up because, you know, a lot of things happened less than 24 hours ago. And I'm just thankful for that care team that we have here, Emily, in this Baraboo area. We're so lucky to have such great individuals and just all the people in this community. You guys are awesome. Thank you again, everyone that's been checking on me, offering to help. We will be here for the Big Top Parade as well. I do want to mention that. We are going to be broadcasting that live. The parade starts at 11 a.m. We'll do our pre-parade show at 10:15. We want to thank our TV broadcast sponsors. I need to give them a quick shout out as well. First off, Depe Transportation. Thank you so much for coming on board with us. We appreciate that. Hills Wiring of Baraboo, Baraboo State Bank. I can see them right out the window here. No, I'm not peering in their windows, but thank you to Baraboo State Bank and also to Culver's. Thank you to everyone that's part of our TV broadcast. We will have our streaming broadcast partners as well. So thank you to everyone there. The parade will go on. We have all of our plans in place. Drew's been working fast and furious to get everything set up for that. Corey, I and him have been talking through everything. We will have a crew coming up here from all over the state of Wisconsin to make this happen, and we will have some new people appearing in front of those cameras as well. So you will see Wendy and myself live in front of camera so everyone can see my wonderful new attachment.
First of all, Dave, you're talking way too much to have just gotten out of surgery yesterday and be on the radio. So I'm going to cut you off right now and say there was no need for you to thank me. I am happy to do whatever I need to do to support you and to support the Civic Media team. And I just have to say, like, you are Super Dave. We might not see the cape at all times, but it is there. Maybe the cape has its own, like, invisibility cloak. But you are a superhero. People obviously are coming out of the woodwork to show their care for you because we love you. We're so glad you're better. I think you probably should just be sleeping right now. But you know what? You're going to do what you're going to do, and I'm going to do it along with you. So we're just, all of us are so happy that you're well, on the mend. And we talk a lot about, you know, nursing and healthcare professionals having a calling, right? And it is so true. Like when you go through something, yes, in a situation that it's like an emergency or that it's it needs a lot of people to kind of hold you up in their net. Like it is so true. And I can't say enough about nurses. Like they are just shining stars. I'm kind of tearing up too. Because I just, everybody's had their own experiences with healthcare stuff. And it is just, it always blows my mind. The people are doing such hard work and they're doing it with a smile and with level emotions so you can feel calm. And it's incredible. So we are just so happy that you're fine. I, again, think you should be asleep and not on the radio, but I'm happy talking to you. And I'm happy that you're okay. And we carry on, right?
We do.
I mean, we're the team.
We are the team, the dynamic duo. And again, this is definitely a team effort here at Civic Media and Max FM. And I also want to take a moment and say thank you to Rhonda as well, because she's been going above and beyond as part of this as well. So thank you again to everybody. All of our co-hosts that we get to work with, Mace Michaels and Jay Roberts and Aaron Krenno, they've been great as well. They've been checking in on me, and Jay's been making sure to let me know things that I need to know. He's been through a similar process. And so we're fortunate for that. We're fortunate to have a great facility right here in Baraboo with our orthopedics, and it's amazing what they can do. And he brought in extra people yesterday to be there to make sure that I was taken care of. And even one of the other doctors that was walking through stopped in to check on me that knows me. The security staff there checked in on me. I mean, it was just amazing the number of people that checked in on me. And then as I'm getting wheeled back in to the room from the recovery room, there was our good friend Pastor Kuski waiting for me as well. So thank you to PK as well. And ironically, they write on your shoulder where they're doing the procedure. I've got the initials PK on my shoulder right now. So I got ink for PK, so that was kind of funny as well. So anyone that knows him, make sure
you get your temporary tattoo to show you've been through.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. I've got pictures of it. So that's enough about that. I just wanted to let everyone know what's going on. My voice will crack at some points today. We're going to power through it. I'm going to be here. I did not want to miss the morning show. I'd probably get in more trouble if I wasn't doing the morning show, to be brutally honest with you, because I just can't sit still. That is my nature. I don't do good
with
that.
You go and hurt yourself again because you couldn't sit
right
to the morning show.
That would probably be what would happen, so we don't need to do that either. I'm going to follow the doctor's orders, so if anyone from my care team is listening, thank you, and yes, I'm following all your orders. If anyone from Civic Media is listening, yes, I'm following all the rules and orders. Oh, thank you, Amy. I appreciate that. people are texting in on our text line. Amy, thank you. Yeah, I maybe should be home sleeping. Probably should be. You and Emily are both probably right. But Amy, thank you so much. That means so much to me. Again, everyone that's reached out, you guys mean so much to me. Thank you. It almost brings me to tears. I was in tears at a couple points yesterday with this whole process because there was a lot of unknowns. And if this didn't go as planned yesterday, it was going to be a much bigger ordeal. So that's the other part of this was, if this didn't work, plan B, not going to be fun. So right now, this is not the most fun, but it's a lot better than what the alternative was. So I am following every order. I'm being very careful. I mean, they've got me rigged up here to make sure I can't get in trouble. And yeah, it's just...
Images of the Super Dave rigged up at the studio is just kind of going through my mind right now. Like, you like, what do you have, like a microphone like coming down from the ceiling? You got your arm up, like hooked up to the microphone somehow. Like, I just am picturing all of these like crazy maneuvers that are happening so we can hear your voice. And I'm just gonna mom you. Just take it easy.
We're
so happy you're doing well. It's nice when you're on the other side of something that's scary. So I mean, most of us have been through stuff in our lives or been through stuff with our loved ones and know that, you know, the emotions run high. And I love that you, you know, are talking about the fact that, you know, it brings you to tears when it's scary, and then it brings you to tears when you're okay, and then it brings you to tears when you think about all the people that are helping. It's just, life is wonderful. It can be hard, but it can be wonderful.
It definitely can. And in this community, I will say that it's so amazing how people step up in this community, and that's the other part that just amazes me. I am just so proud of this community. This whole area, it's not just Baraboo we're hearing from. We'll say that right now. I'm hearing from listeners from all over the state and people just checking in. And our community is awesome. I love this community. I just think that it's so neat how everyone steps up, willing to help each other. And it's so cool. So thank you. But we're going to get back to the task at hand. Ham, that sounds good too. Yes, ooh, food. It is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text and Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Emily, what is this hour's keyword for Brewers Club level tickets?
Well, not without some nice tie-ins here. The word is family. And I think you were just talking about, you know, the family that exists in the community surrounding us in Baraboo and the surrounding areas and all of our listeners. So It just makes sense. Today the word is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Don't forget to text us in to win Brewers Club level tickets and be entered to win in the Super Grand Prize Contest, a staycation at the Ringling House, and or a getaway in Door County.
So yeah, text to win now. We will be back at 7:40. If you know someone that's celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those in. We're going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays at 7:40, Emily.
All right, looking forward to that.
I am as well. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. And you know, this song seems so appropriate this morning with everything that's been going on. And so, had to play it. So, thank you everyone in this community, all of our listeners. Love you all. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Here's Journey, Don't Stop Believing on Max FM.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city off the truck, he took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky. Smell of wine and cheap perfume. For a smile they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on.
Strangers waiting
up and down the boulevard. Their
shadows searching in the night.
It's time for our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text in the word family before 8 o'clock for a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets in our Ascani Summer Statewide Text to Win contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Again, this hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to check to send that in via text before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation right here in Baraboo at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. So text to win in our statewide text to win contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L. Why? This word seems so appropriate this morning with everything that's going on in our listening family. I appreciate you all. Thank you so much. And thank you for everyone that's also texting in your well wishes too and messaging. I appreciate you guys rock. So I want to see you guys win. And of course, we have our little internal contest going on here as well. And we want to win on the morning show. When we win, you win. When you win, we win by texting in the word family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details.
What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
It's Kubota Orange Days. From America's number one selling compact tractor to zero-turn mowers and versatile RTVs, get your perfect match delivered to your door. And now through June 30th, get zero down, 0% APR for 84 months on select compact tractors. See the details at KubotaOrangeDays.com.
Stop by McFarland's in Sauk City or go to McFarlandsKubota.com for details.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
The Redbirds come to town. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers open a four-game set against the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. The Crew losing 6-2 yesterday to the Braves. Rookie right-hander Chad Patrick gave up five runs in his five innings.
I don't know, honestly. It may be a little hesitation for sure, but it was one of those days where it's a little hotter out there. Early on, just felt like I was behind in the counts. And then as we got going, was able to mix in some more breaking balls and changeups. So just one of those days, you know.
NBA Finals, the Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in that series. NFL, Packers minicamp, Matt LaFleur on why they're taking a look at wide receiver Bo Melton at defensive back, the same position Melton's brother Max plays for the Cardinals.
His brother's a pretty good player as well. I just thought that if there is somebody that could potentially do both, he would be that guy.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today with a high right around 74 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms are low, dropping into the low to mid-50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with more scattered thunderstorms at a high in the upper 70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. Grandpa'sBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
It is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text in family before 8 o'clock this morning for a chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Text in family before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win in this hour's giveaway. I'm not sure who's messing with the playlist, but here's a little Chumbawamba on Max FM.
Time for our Scunny Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest on 99.7 Max FM. Here's this hour's keyword to text.
This hour's keyword to text is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text family before 8 o'clock this morning for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. And something else is going on here that's not supposed to. All right, we got that fixed. So again, this hour's keyword is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. They need to text that in before 8 o'clock this morning, Emily.
Yes, they do. F-A-M-I-L-Y. Like the song, We Are Family. That's a really good one, but that probably doesn't fit on this morning show because it's a little bit old. It's a 70s one, I think. But it's a great song. It's a great feeling. So go ahead and text in family, and you have a chance to win all kinds of stuff. I think we just went through the details, but you might know what those things are. Brewers Club level tickets, as well as a staycation at the Ringling, grand prize possibility of the staycation at the Al Ringling Brothers Bed and Breakfast, and possibly a Door County getaway. So there's so many things going on. We want you to win. We win because then we get to brag about the fact that so many people texted to win during our morning show, especially this special, special show when Dave is on the mend. Go ahead and give him a text. That'll make him happy. He will heal faster with lots of texts to win from you.
Yes, most definitely. So again, this hour's keyword, family, F-A-M-L-I-Y. It's a Scotty Summer Text Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. Today is Thursday, June 12th, and we're going to celebrate some celebrity birthdays. And some of these had some interesting comments in there. I'm not sure who did our birthday list today, but they must be feeling extra snarky today. So we will go on the uneditorialized version of Dave and Emily, because we're going to start with Abby Lee. She's 38. She was in the Dark Tower Gods of Egypt and also in Mad Max Fury Road. Kendra Wilkson is 40. A lot of commentary there. We're going to skip over Dave Franco. He's a brother of James Franco, who got to deliver the 21 Jump Street movie. And then the line was, "I don't want to go to jail." And then we're going to leave out the rest of it. So I don't know who did our list.
What is happening?
Morning.
Yeah. Like, did you see this? Oh, by the way, these liner notes do not come from Civic Media. I just want to say, like, if there's snarky stuff on here, we don't have any idea. This comes from a celebrity birthday list that people can find online. So, but ours comes specifically to us. We don't know where exactly from. So we don't know who's making the snarky comments here. But
these
clearly
are
not
bad
for a nice family morning show, because there's some sassy stuff on here. My goodness. This one's easy. Chris Young is 40 as well. Chris Young's a country singer. That's all it says about him. So, fantastic. Happy 40th, Chris. I'm going to have a hard time with this name, and I'm going to give it a shot. Artem Chigvintsev is 43. Dancing with the Stars. There it is. We haven't had one in a week. We have to have one every week. I swear to God, whoever writes these is a huge fan of Dancing with the Stars, because we always get birthday celebrity folks from Dancing with the Stars. He is 43. He won the 29th season with Caitlin Bristow. He also partnered with Nancy Kerrigan, Marie McCormick, Leah Thompson, and Patti LaBelle. Those are some awesome partners. Wow, he's lucky. So happy 43rd, Artem. Also, Adriana Lima is 44. She was a model. She married some fancy basketball players. And then we did some other things, and we're not going to comment about that. So Timothy Simons is 47. He played Jonah Ryan on Veep. Happy birthday to him. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, folks. That's a name we've all heard and most of us love, I believe. He was like a crossover. Like, he did a good job with the blues guitar master-ness that he is. But he also, I think there was some samples of his on some stuff. I think he was just kind of well-appreciated and well-rounded in terms of mainstream music. So that's kind of cool. We're going to move on from that.
Yeah, we will. Yeah, we'll move on, because I know Ben Brownlee is patiently waiting in the wings as well. So.
Is he patient when he waits? He seems like a patient guy.
He seems like a pretty patient guy. But, you know, easy way to find out, we'll ask Barb.
Let's not push
I'll find out from Barb if he's a patient guy. I'm sure he's as patient as I am. I know he's sitting there with the itchy finger now to add some commentary in. So I'm sure he'll get him in just moments. Francis O'Connor, 58. Iman Walker, 63. We know him as Chief Bowden on Chicago Fire. I can say that he has not been in Chicago Fire much. He was replaced with a different chief in this past season. And so I know there's a lot of Chicago Fire fans who are like, we miss Chief Bowden. He did make a guest appearance on it after there were some things that had happened within there. But, yeah, he's no longer on there full time, but definitely miss seeing him on there. So, again, Iman Walker, 63. Meredith Brooks is 67. We know what her biggest hit is, but we're not playing that right now. And then we have, Bun E. Carlos, 75, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, Cheap Trick. That's all I'm going to say right there. And then it looks like we have one more. I'll let you take that, Emily, and then we'll get Ben on.
Oh, let's see. Where did you leave off? Sorry, your sweet wife Wendy was sending me a really funny text, and I got distracted.
Oh, no, that's okay. See, this
happens.
It does. And see, I have my work wife and my home wife, and they both...
Oh, we're talking behind your back.
Oh, okay. I'm not surprised. I am not surprised. I left off with Marv Albert is 84, because I'm still paying attention at work. So
I'm paying attention to work. I need to talk to Wendy about the situation.
It's all
anyways.
Good. So
Marv Albert was the last one of the living that I can see. The rest of them are past.
Yep, that's the last one I wanted to mention. And have a very special local birthday today. It is Mr. Michael Pickler's birthday. If you see Michael out and about, a.k.a. Mike or Mikey, please wish him a very happy birthday. He is a very awesome individual, and thank you for everything, Michael, that you do in our community, buddy. We appreciate you. So happy birthday to you, and make sure somebody get him a donut this morning. Emily, you'll be back with us at 8:10 this morning for more shenanigans.
Sounds like a plan. Thanks for listening, everybody. We do appreciate you in live radio. You never know what's going to happen. So
yes.
I'm sure everybody's just always waiting in suspense to see what's going to happen next on the Dave and Emily Morning Show.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
It's fantastic.
We love
it. We're excited to hear Ben.
Yes. And don't forget,
Bring it on, Ben.
Yeah. Don't forget, it is our Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Text that in the next 12 minutes for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets, a Door County getaway as a grand prize, or a right here in Baraboo Ringling House bed and breakfast stay. We're going to talk with Ben Bromley in just a moment by Weekends Are Best in Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hungry for a delicious deal? Pizza Ranch in Baraboo has you covered. For just $20, grab a medium pizza, small cheesy ranch sticks, and our famous cactus bread. Or, if you're feeding a crowd, get two large pizzas for only $25, your choice of single topping or specialty. It's a deal made for sharing. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Head to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo and make dinner easy and delicious tonight.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo. We have the very patient Ben Bromley waiting in the wings to talk about why Weekends Are Best in the Baraboo area. Good morning, Ben. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, Dave. There's a big parade coming up on Saturday.
There is?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing okay. I am literally hanging in there today.
Oh. Well, we got a big circus parade weekend in store, and the festivities begin tonight.
Tonight.
So our friends at Downtown Baraboo, Inc., have a month-long campaign going. It's a new thing this year. It's called the Tour of Wagons, and hopefully folks have seen a lot of these artworks already, but some of our fine local artisans have created artistic depictions of circus wagons, and you can find them at 16 locations downtown. So tonight they're doing kind of a, you know, self-guided walking tour, open house kind of thing from 5 to 7 p.m. at all the locations. So if you haven't had a chance to check this out downtown, tonight would be the night. And of course, it's a great lead-in to Concerts on the Square. As always, we have the Professor Stitch Original Circus Band playing on the Thursday before the parade. And of course, this year it'll be extra special as a tribute to our dear departed Jerry Stitch.
Yes, it will. And that is such a great band to hear. Hoping the weather holds out so that is held outdoors right here on the courthouse lawn right in front of the Weicker Great Day building, the Max FM studios. So stop on down for that. We also have a haunted downtown walk taking place tonight. And I do want to mention Seth will be in at 8:40 to talk about that Tour of Wagons happening tonight as well.
Yeah, you can learn more. And of course, the folks who have the Visit Baraboo app, there's actually a tour already set up in there with all the locations listed.
Sweet!
You can download the Visit Baraboo app and hit the tours, and boom, there it is. It'll direct you to all those locations.
That is so cool. Make sure you get that app downloaded. There's so many other things you can do with that app as well. This is just one of them. And Ben, we have a full night of music on Friday.
We sure do. So Alabama fans may enjoy this tribute act called Boys in the Band. They're actually going to perform twice at Legacy Inn on Friday, 2:30 p.m. and 7 p.m., so you got two shots to see the Boys in the Band. And we've got live music at Zeman's from 5:30 to 8:30. Also a special event happening at Balanced Rock Winery Friday, the June Night Market. They're going to have the Martin Croft Band there from 6 until 9 out at Balanced Rock. Now, another nice lead-in event to the circus parade is going to take place tomorrow night at the Al Ringling Theater. So not only are they going to present the classic Charlie Chaplin silent film, The Circus, it's going to be accompanied by the mighty Barton organ.
Oh, cool.
That's going to start at 7 p.m. Friday night at the Al.
So that is going to be a great lead-in to the big event on Saturday. And one thing I do want to mention on Saturday, we do not have a farmer's market happening in downtown Baraboo because we have something else going on, Ben.
We do indeed. So you'll see the farmer's market on the calendar, and that's because it's set up as a recurring event. It's no way to get rid of just one.
Right. Oh, I didn't even see that there now that you mentioned it. Yeah.
So it is on the calendar, but hopefully folks will realize that, yeah, we're going to be taking over the downtown streets for the big top parade. So the parade itself steps off at 11 a.m. But there will be pre-parade entertainment. And, of course, Dave, I know you and your team are on top of this because you're going to help broadcast all this fun stuff. We're going to have some appearances from the Wild Rumpus Circus, from the UW Alumni Band, the Forward Marching Band. So they're going to perform for the crowds before the parade. And, of course, at 11, it's showtime.
It is showtime. And you can watch the parade on Spectrum Cable Channel 10, Antenna TV 43, as well as a 99.7 Max FM Facebook page brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, also Hills Wiring of Baraboo Culver's, and Depe Transportation. So again, we're going to have a pre-parade at 10:15 on Saturday with new host as well, so hopefully they don't break the camera.
And YouTube as well, right, Dave?
Yes, we'll be on the Baraboo Broadcasting YouTube page, a.k.a. the Max TV YouTube page. So we have our techs working fast and furious. We had people working in here late last night to make all of the things happen.
Well, we appreciate that. That's a great option for folks who can't get to the parade.
Yes, and it's going to be a great parade. Looking forward to it. The Big Top Parade is the pinnacle celebration every year.
And we've got some fun events happening after the parade. Of course, we'd be remiss not to mention, Circus World has two afternoon performances on Circus Parade Day. Obviously, the parade takes place during what would normally be their morning performance window. So they're going to have shows at 1:15 and 3:30 on Saturday. And if that isn't enough circus fun, we've got an event at the Al Ringling Saturday night. They're going to present the film Big Fish. Now, for folks who might not be familiar, this is a Ewan McGregor film, but it features Scott O'Donnell's circus that he was with at that time. And, of course, Scott O'Donnell is our grand marshal for the parade as sort of the former executive at Circus World. So not only is his circus in this movie, he's going to do a little Q&A talkback after the film as well. The movie is at 7 p.m. Saturday night at the Al Ringling.
That'll be a good thing. Stop on and see that and relax inside the Al Ringling. Any other events we want to touch on, Ben, before...
Well, I was going to say, Dave, now you and I, of course, you know, we can't get enough circus fun. There is some non-circus stuff. We got some live music Saturday. Jesse Bauman's going to be at Broken Bottle Winery, 12:30 to 3 on Saturday. They've also got an act called Crisco. It's going to be performing at Balanced Rock Winery Saturday afternoon. Kelly Long will be at Bronco Billy's Saturday night from 6 until 9.
Wow, a lot of great music.
We've got one more for you. Sorry. We've got Maybell at the Dell's Barn Music and Events Saturday night, 7 to 10.
Wow, so plenty of music after the parade, or if you don't want to do the parade or a circus things, you got plenty of music going on as well.
And don't forget, Dave.
Yes.
Sunday is Father's Day.
It is.
Don't let Father's Day get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah, we can't, and I'm sure your kids won't forget about that.
They better not. So you may have seen on the Chamber social media this week, Driftless Glen has a special thing going on. They're doing a special menu for Father's Day on Sunday, but they're also offering free tours and tastings, and you can even fill your own bottle of whiskey if you like.
What?
And yeah, what a deal, right? So that's going to be from 11 to 8 on Sunday. And at Dez Tactical Arms, they're doing a Father's Day special where dads shoot for free. That's from 10 until 4 on Sunday.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic thing. You can fill up a bottle of whiskey. Of course, I'm not a dad, but sounds pretty good.
I'm sure they'd let you fill one day.
Yeah, I'm sure they would. I'm sure they would. Well, Ben, thank you so much for everything that you do for the community, and we appreciate you. I mean, a lot happening this weekend as well, so we're looking forward to the fun ahead.
Same here, Dave. Thanks for all your help. And yeah,
you bet.
We hope, of course, folks come to the parade, but if they can't make it, you're providing a lot of great options.
Yes, we are. So thank you again so much, Ben. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday and
see
back
you
here next Thursday.
Yes, sir.
Weekends Are Best are brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
If you're getting mighty hungry, well, the best in the country is Pizza Ranch.
Hey, it's Trayton here, ready to save big while treating the family to some pizza fun. At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, kids eat free every Monday through Wednesday. Yep, that's right. From 11 a.m. to close, one paying adult gets a free kids meal. Make this week memorable with a family night out. Bring the whole crew, grab some pizza, and let the kids enjoy a free meal. Only at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Don't forget, the fun zone is open too. Come on over, relax, and let Pete's Ranch take care of dinner. See you there.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279EG Reedsburg.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. This is your final chance to get in this hour's keyword for the Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win Contest, brought to you by Realtor Trish Belter. This hour's keyword is family. F-A-M-I-L-Y. You need to text that in the next 2 minutes for your chance to win a pair of Brewers Club level tickets and to be entered into our grand prize drawing for a staycation at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast or a Door County getaway. Again, this hour's keyword is family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. We want you to win. Text that in the next 2 minutes for your chance to win Brewers Club level tickets, family, F-A-M-I-L-Y. Here is 9 days on Max FM.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looked so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiled. How many days in a year? She woke up with hope, but she only found tears. And I can be so insincere, making her promises never for real. As long as she stands there waiting. Disappear. When you look in the mirror, so how do you choose? Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. You never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her when she smiles. Just to put up with this every day and all day. How do we wind up this way? Watching our mouths for the words that we say. As long as we stand here waiting, wearing the clothes of the souls that we choose. How do we get there today? When we're walking too far for the price of a shoe. Your clothes never wear as well the next day, and your hair never falls in quite the same way. But you never seem to run out of things to say. This is the story of a girl. When she smiles. She looks so sad in photographs. I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl. The pretty face she hid from the world. And while she looks so sad and lonely there, I absolutely love her. This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And while she looks so sad in photographs, I absolutely love her.
This is 99.7 FM, Baraboo.